part.
Your breath.
And here is
stomach.
And this whole thing is
your leg, your whole thing, the thigh and the knee.
The knee and this fleshy.
That's the calf of your leg.
And the bone that hurts. Pull.
Yeah, forehead or the fore part. That's your shin, I call it.
And this.
Your ankle.
And I've got one
foot.
But two.
2 feet. Two ankles.
Okay, and if it's 15 minutes before 12, you might say it's a quarter.
Quarter to 12.
And when you saw a plank or a board, you put it on two supports.
Horses.
The horses.
Saw horses.
Saw horses. And in the old days when you sawed firewood, and you put them in a support.
V shape.
Yeah.
It was stationed there most of the time where it could, well, you did have it where you could move it about.
What do you call those?
I call it a fork to hold it so it couldn't slip about so you could saw it.
Did you ever call that a rack?
Yeah, I call it a saw rack.
Saw rack.
Yeah.
And when you put a baby, when you wanted to take a baby outside, you put him in a
carriage.
And what you do, crib. Ride him or push him or what?
You pushed him in the
carriage. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's everything. Everything except I didn't get the... we talked about where you were born and so on, but I forgot to take it down. I don't think I've got it on the tape here. Your full name is... you go by Rob, but what is
Robert.
Robert.
Robert L.
And your address is just Calvary?
Calvary.
Mm-hmm. And you were born...
I was born in, well, if not this county, it was Decatur County at that time.
Mm-hmm. But what is now? What is now, Grady?
Yeah, Grady.
What blew up?
I don't know where that was. I thought it was an airplane, maybe. I don't know what it was.
Well, it could be. You get a sonic boom like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I thought it was. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
And could I ask you your age again? 76?
Yeah, born 93.
And your religion is?
They call it the hard shell.
Hard shell?
Yeah. Primitive Baptist.
Primitive Baptist. And you were a farmer all your life, right?
Yeah.
You said you were in Florida for about 14 years?
14 years, I think, down there, but I was farming.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to school much when you were young?
Not much, about sixth grade for
And your social, you meet your friends where? Mostly in church?
Yeah, in church and all over the country where I've been. Mm-hmm.
You belong to clubs or anything like that?
No. No organization.
And your parents were born where? Your parents were born?
My parents were born in Florida, my mother and father. My father was just across the line, my mother was born down in Havana.
I see. And did they go to school very much? Or?
Not too much. They went to school. Well, my mother did, went to school more than my father.
Mm-hmm.
She had a pretty good education, but he had. He didn't have too much. He could read and write all right.
He could.
Yeah.
And he was a farmer, was he?
Yeah, he was a farmer.
Mm-hmm. You remember your grandparents?
Yeah, on both sides.
On both sides, do you?
And my great-grandparents on one side.
Do you? Could you tell me something about them?
My great-grandparents, I can remember when he come and stayed with us a few times, he'd stay a week at the time there, and the cornbread is all he would eat. When he'd go to the table, my father in the morning, I'd take out a biscuit, and I'd say, "Grandpa, you eat this here this morning." He said, "Well, if I got it to do, I'll do it."